From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, I'm Terry Parsons, and you're tuned to the Blind Lemon Blues for the week ending Sunday, January 28th, 2018. And tonight, for the last portion of the show, we're featuring a special rebroadcast of my show, The Songwriters, featuring an interview with Sunday Wild and the late, great Reno Jack.
We're back on The Songwriters. I'm your host, Terry Parsons. Very pleased to say that my guests today are Reno Jack and Sunday Wild. We're featuring music from their latest album, Two. Now that you've got the album in hand and you've had some time to live with it, are you pleased with the finished product?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's been in the hospital for a couple months, but I'm always telling him about the great accomplishments. The album hit number 10 for the entire year for the Roots Music Report for Classic Blues. So that was a big thing to tell him in the hospital. It was pretty exciting. So we've had quite a bit of radio play worldwide. So we're grateful for that for sure. And one of the songs got a license for maybe a TV movie placement later on down the road. So we're pleased with the success of it for sure too.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the competition in Memphis for the Best 12 Produced Blues album. Like they send. I don't know if you're aware of that, but blues societies all over the world send artists to Memphis to compete live, but they also send recordings as well. And so this album was amongst a bunch of great music from all over the world, so we were happy that it got to that place too.
Now, Sunday, you're no stranger to the IBC in Memphis anyway. You're pretty much a fixture there every year anyway, aren't you?
We've been going every few years.
Yeah, we love to go down there, and it's a great, like I say, like our fans and friends and colleagues have been so supportive. Like the blues community in the world, not just the United States, Canada, and Europe, the whole world, Africa, Australia, the whole world. It's a tight, small community, and when we gather in Memphis, like for the awards, and go down and gather in Clarksdale, the blues has even traveled up to Nashville. That may be a shock to some folks, but the blues is alive and well. And I think original music is still, people are still coming up with innovations and pouring out their feelings and just trying to make the world a better place through music.
Money in the bank.
When I met that man, I had tons of money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
All he used to do was sit around, play his guitar, and he drank.
He drank. can run.
No matter how fast that man thinks that he can run,
no matter how fast he thinks he can run,
I'm gonna catch him with my bare hands and I'm gonna shoot him with my brother's gun.
Having that great experience of playing together.
Ooh, we are.
about the players involved. They all played with Reno for like 30 years out of Toronto, so it was a nice experience that I got to work with them for that time too, and I grew as a musician just learning from them, because I'm fairly new at it compared to so many other people. So, I mean, that was cool too.
Yeah.
First of all, Reno, I wish you a speedy recovery, my friend. Hope you're feeling better very soon, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And Sunday, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you guys all the best.
Thank you so much, Terry, and happy New Year, everybody. And I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that's listening. You make sure you get out there and you do what you need to do every day. If you've got a passion running through you, you make sure you get out there and do it. No excuses.
If you got leaving on your mind, tell me now. Hurt me now, get it over. If you got leaving on your mind, if there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over.
This series of The Songwriters is recorded, mixed, and produced by Blind Lemon Radio using portable equipment. Final production is completed through the facilities of 93.5 CHMR-FM on the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. Special thanks to Frank Rozak of Frank Rozak Music Promotions, Brian Slack of Zeb Productions, and Sarah French of Sarah French Publicity for all their help in making this series possible. Our theme music for this series is All I've Got Is Now, written by Reverend Freakchild, published by Citizen of the Universe Music, and taken from the album Hillbilly Zen Punk Blues. To leave feedback on the show or to suggest a guest for future episodes, please drop me a line at blindlemonblues@outlook.com. I'm Terry Parsons, reminding you that life is a musical journey that's best shared with others. Visit the venues, purchase the CDs, or attend the festivals, but let's all do our part to keep independent music alive and vibrant right here at home. Thank you for listening.